All right. Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Ralphie Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness. And today is Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023. And we are on episode number 262. Getting a little late start on this one. I'm recording it day of. I'm still moving things about, as you're going to hear here in a bit. So I apologize for that noise. But we're just getting settled in, and today is a very special day because it is our youngest son's 10th birthday. We have three kids, if you didn't know, and two of them are in double digits, which is pretty scary now, thinking about it, because that means we're old. So it's Aiden's birthday today, and I've just gotten a late jump on everything after our trip over this past weekend. We went to Reno, for some of you that don't know. We don't leave very often, but when we do, it's very short-lived. And this past weekend was actually a lot of fun. I'm very happy that we were able to do that. So I'm going to talk about that towards the end here, but I do want to talk about a specific topic today. So the last couple, I'd say a couple weeks, people have asked me a couple specific questions that are gym-related. That have to do with, you know, how do I know when is the right time to move up in weight? Or how do I know, you know, I talk about a lot, like don't grab 17 dumbbells. How do I know when to grab that one dumbbell? So today we are going to go over how you can make sure that you're getting everything that you possibly can out of the gym. And I will say, like, a part of this comes about with on the heels of some people like leaving the gym and claiming that, you know, they're not getting the results that they want, which I totally understand, because what we do isn't for specific things, right? We don't bodybuild, we don't strictly weightlift, that kind of stuff. So I get it, but I also feel the need to go over this stuff because although, you know, we send out emails with these tidbits of information, one, not everybody reads them. Two, they might read it and forget it. And three, I don't have the time to do this every single day with every single person. So I figured, why not throw it in a podcast where people can listen and then take that information. So you should have a pen and a piece of paper down, or your notes open on your phone, or some way to kind of keep track of some of this stuff. Because it's things that you're going to start doing every day. If, and only if, you want to progress, know how far you've come, all that good stuff. So, first things first, get yourself a notebook. Nothing fancy. I have one of our old notebooks. I think it's the last one. I've used just the composition books. I have a full composition book. I then have a regular, it's a smaller version of a, you know, 8 by 11 and a half or 9 by 11 and a half notebook. It's a smaller version of that. That's full. So I'm on my third fitness journal, like in my adult life. Like, I'm on my third one. That's what like 10 to 12 years will get you if you're tracking your stuff manually rather than like in a, you know, software or something. So get a notebook, and what you're going to start doing, what you're going to need to start doing, if this is something you're interested in, as far as how far have I come, when is it time to move up in weight, that kind of stuff, you're going to, in that notebook every day, write down what you did for the workout. So before or after class, you'll sit there and you'll write down word for word, or at the end of the day, you'll see me post it on Facebook, just write it down. But note also the weights that you used. What weights did I use? What machine did I, you know, was I assigned to, or did I choose today? How did that feel? And you're going to start tracking all of that. Okay, that's like number one. You're also going to start tracking your nutrition, your sleep, and your water. When do I go to sleep? Am I watching TV before I go to bed? Am I on my phone before I go to bed? Do I feel like I get enough sleep? Do I feel like I don't get enough sleep? Same thing with water. How much water have I drinking today? Most water bottles now have, you know, lines that tell you how much, you know, your water bottle can hold. What's half of my body weight in this water bottle, or in water, and how many water bottles do I need per day? Yes, at the beginning, if you're not a water, if you're This is the stupidest saying I've ever heard, by the way, in my life. I'm not a water drinker. Shut the fuck up. Everybody needs to drink water, and you need half of your body weight in ounces. So if I weigh 200 pounds, I need 100 ounces of water per day. And that's not including, like, if I worked out. So start with that. If you're a person who does not drink water, because a non-water drinker is not an actual thing. If you're a person who does not drink water, start doing it, start tracking it. Yes, you'll pee at the beginning a whole lot, but give it a few days or a week and you won't be running to the bathroom every 20 seconds. Your body gets used to it. Your bladder expands a little bit. It gets stronger. Your ability to hold, all that stuff. It just gets better, okay? So we're tracking working out, we're tracking our sleep, we're tracking our water, and we're tracking what we eat. If losing weight is something that you are looking to do, a lot of people will come to me a week after joining the gym and say, I've changed everything that I've eaten and I'm still not losing weight. A week is not long enough. Okay. You got to give it at least a month and then more. And it is different for men and for women. Okay. So changing what you eat means so many different things, right? So if I'm someone who has a relatively okay diet, but 4 days out of the week, I do like my couple beers at the end of the day. Well, you're not losing any weight because you're not cutting out, you're not cutting down from four to two, let's say, days a week. Or you don't realize how much you go out to drink with your friends on the weekend. A weekend night can ruin a whole fucking week's worth, couple weeks worth of fitness. It can make your sleep all fucked up. You know you didn't get your hydration in as needed. You know, all that stuff comes into play. So start tracking that. How many? Oh, okay, well, I had three beers the other night. None last night. I'm having two right now. So I'll skip a few days and let's see if that makes, you know, any difference. So start tracking and everything. I tell people all the time, everything. Even if it's, you know, late night baseball practice on the way home, we got to drive through McDonald's. That's totally fine. Just make sure you track it. So I think people give themselves more credit when they're thinking about stuff and with, you know, more things than just with the gym, but, you know, people giving themselves credit. Oh, I've been good this week, so I can have X, Y, and Z. Well, if you look back at your list there, fucking that you had throughout the week, you had four cupcakes this day, two things of ice cream that day. It was your co-worker's birthday, so you went out for drinks that night. So you weren't as good as you were hoping you were, and you have written down the evidence that proves it. So then there's no lying, right? So many people lie to themselves, and you're just taking that out of the equation when it comes down to your fitness and you tracking these things. And again, we're tracking water, sleep, nutrition, and our workouts, okay? And then, so let's say you've given it a month, right? You're a month in, you're tracking things. That will start becoming routine to where you won't have to track your water anymore. You won't have to track your nutrition anymore. As long as you're, you know, true to yourself and not lying about those things, right? Because that's when things get wishy-washy. But those things become less and less tracked over time. You know, you do want to note down the things that you do in your workout, which brings me to the next part of what to add in when I'm thinking about these things, right? So if I'm a month into the gym, whether I'm just getting back into it, maybe I've never worked out at all, maybe I was at another gym and then you're trying us out, you like us, you're sticking with us after a month. Okay. After a month, we start looking at a certain few things. What can I add in? Can I add in that open gym session in the morning on Fridays and get in some lifting? Can I make it to run club? If it's pounds that I'm looking to lose, I might want to try to up my cardio at least once a week. So that would be a good starting point. So we start adding in those things if the progression isn't, you know, happening as fast as we want, which it never is, right? So what can I add in? And then also, what can I start doing within the workouts that will propel me to whatever my goal is, right? You all have a reason that you come to the gym, whether if it's just getting in fitness and daily, we want to challenge ourselves. So that's when like the dumbbells come into play, adding in run club or open gym in, comes into play. And let's say we're a month in. I just had this conversation with someone yesterday. Let's say I've been using a 12-pound dumbbell for the majority of whatever movement it's been for a month. I've been using a 12-pound dumbbell. Well, today I'm noticing we have an AMRAP. And an AMRAP is great because it It lets me set my pace, right? So I see we have 5 dumbbell thrusters, 10 box jumps, and 10 burpees for an 8-minute AMRAP. Okay, so I know for 8 minutes, I have to squat and press the dumbbell, and then that's the only movement I have for it today, right? Well, instead of doing a 12, maybe today I'm doing 15 or even a 20 because I can mix and match my jumps and my step ups if needed, and I get to go heavier with my dumbbell. Okay. So that allows for me to up my weight, challenge a little bit there, right? And then if I need to, I can mix and match box jumps with step ups. And then, of course, burpees just suck. So we're just going to get through those. No matter what else is on that board, that's my thought process when it comes to how do I up my weight, right? So you look at what have I been doing? How long have I been doing it? And if you're starting to track your workout, you can tell how long you've been using that dumbbell because you'll have it written down from your previous workouts. And then you can check the date. Oh, it's been about a month now. I'll try that 15-pound dumbbell. And of course, what you have to have also when you bring all this into play is you have to have the ability to know that it's gonna fucking suck for a little bit until you get stronger, just like that 12-pound dumbbell sucked, but you don't remember that anymore. That's the problem. No one remembers the suffering that they've already been through. They're kind of focused on what they're on right now. And if you don't let go of that struggle that you had with the 12-pound dumbbell until you get to that 15-pound dumbbell, it's an easier transition. Like telling yourself, hey, this is going to suck for a little bit, a few weeks, this is going to suck. But before I know it, it's going to suck even more because I'm going to jump up to the 20 pounder. And then that's the thought process. Do you think one day I just started fucking lifting, deadlifting and push pressing and back squatting and I knew what weight to use? Absolutely not. When I first started this in the garage, when we lived in Oakley, I played around with a lot of different weights and it took a long time to figure out, okay, what plan do I want to work off of? And then that's what made me lead to writing my own shit. So it takes time. Be patient. And before you know it, you're going to have a heavier dumbbell as long as you also, here's the other thing, staying consistent and showing up. I think to this week's Book of MEF, I'm going to pull it up on my phone real quick. Yeah, this week's Book of MEF, I believe, yes, chapter 8, verse 8. Performance is reliant on your attendance. So if you're only coming once, twice a week, I'm going to say right now, it's going to take you probably 3 months to start jumping up in weight. It's just not enough time under tension, doing movements, that kind of stuff. So 3 to 4 times a week, you can see probably a month and you're able to go up. Anything less than that, you're looking at 2 to 3 months to start jumping up in weight safely and soundly, I should say. So those are like the basic things, but will lead you so far away, so far along that it's ridiculous how long that will, or how far that will take you, excuse me. Keeping it simple and doing those things. Like these kids that I'm teaching at Vicente, one kid's like, just bring a bar and a bench and let's just load up, you know, 225 on it. And I'm like looking, I'm like, dude, you can't even do 3 air squats. What makes you think that you can bench press 225 out here in a fucking basketball court? And that's the problem. That's the disconnect that a lot of people, not just these kids, have with how fitness works. Fitness is a long path to go up a short little hill to then, once you get to the top of that hill, you realize there's a mountain behind it. And that's the next, you know, your next aid station is at the top of that next hill. And it's not even a slow incline. It is huge jumps followed by small plateaus, then maybe a small jump, and then maybe a short plateau to a big jump. Like there's no really telling how little or much you can do with fitness until you actually get yourself situated on a routine and stay on that routine for a long time. And that's why fitness isn't for everybody. Fitness doesn't give a shit if you're sick. The barbell doesn't care, you know, that you couldn't take it off the ground. Like it doesn't matter. The weight is the weight. And that's what's beautiful about fitness to me. But it can be hacked a little bit with tracking this stuff. So track your nutrition, track your sleep, your water, your workouts, get a notebook. And I want to see people in there before and after class to start, you know, writing down their stuff. I want to see you guys writing down your workouts. So I'd love to start seeing that. And then last but not least, we had a trip this past weekend. We went to Reno. And if any of you have any questions about any of that stuff that I just went over, please do not hesitate to have a conversation with her in person. Shoot me an email, whatever. Shoot me a text message. We could talk about it however you whatever you need to get to that next level, please let's figure that out. So now, talking about next level. So we went to Nevada, Reno, and visited my brother, stayed at an Airbnb, really nice house, about 5 minute drive from the downtown area. And we were exactly three minutes away from the Nevada, University of Nevada. And I really wanted to take my son there to see the baseball field. So I looked it up. Unfortunately, they had a game on Friday, but it was away. So I was like, dang it, that's fine, whatever. Well, we drove by on Saturday. And although we could not get in, something somewhat along the same lines kind of happened. We were walking around the very back fence, so the home run fence that kind of leads into the parking lot. It's a pretty small baseball field. It's not a huge baseball college, but they do have a pretty good and big football stadium, which we kind of got to see from afar. But we got to see, like, we looked through the fence, my son's sitting there, and I got a good picture of him. And as we're looking in there, I happened to find a practice ball, which is right here actually on my desk, and we found a home run ball. And you would have thought that we got into the stadium and got a tour from, you know, I could tell from my son Julian how excited he got. And so the baseball viewing went from let's just check out the field to let's start planting this seed now, right? So my son has this big dream of going to play in high school, going to college, specifically Tennessee, and then playing in the MLB somewhere, okay? And I will not shy away from telling any of my kids exactly what they need to hear, nor will I shy away from telling people exactly what my kids do and don't do in order to achieve something. Because lying to them and lying to others just isn't beneficial to anybody. So here he is looking at this field. And so I ask him, what do you think? He's like, it's really cool, Dad. I said, okay. And start envisioning yourself here now. Envision yourself playing on first base or outfield or throwing on that mound or batting up at the at home plate. Start thinking about it now. Start putting it in motion in your head, and every single day when you don't feel like going to baseball practice or you don't feel like throwing the ball around in the yard with me, whenever that comes about, whenever that motion, most days he's excited, right? But there are those days. Everybody has those days. You don't want to wake up in the morning to go to the gym, right? You don't want to go after work because you had a shitty day at work. You don't want to go to the gym. Same thing. Start thinking about you at home plate, you on the mound, you at whatever position in that uniform, doing the thing that you have as a goal in your mind, anyways, that you've said out loud. Start envisioning it now. It was huge. Huge to be just standing outside of the stadium, what was probably a practice home run ball or a ball that just got, you know, away from somebody, as well as a practice ball. And that's all it took, right? So the next time, like, what is it that you want to do? Whatever it is. Well, let's just say getting fitter, okay? Or, you know, hey, it's jujitsu, or it's playing pickup basketball, whatever it is. Find a video of it. Go watch a game of it. Find the thing that you're looking to do and then envision yourself there. Envision yourself doing the thing, envision you wearing the uniform or lifting the weight or jumping on the box, whatever it is, and then keep thinking about that every time that you have any type of it's not even negative thought, but lazy thought, we'll call it. Anytime you want to get lazy about the thing, picture yourself back in the uniform, playing the position, lifting the weights, whatever it is. Think about that. And it was a perfect timing thing for our now our 12-year-old with these huge aspirations. So, and again, to be totally honest, he's not there yet. He still sits around, plays on his phone, doesn't drink his water, all that stuff. But I think sooner or later, it's going to really hit him. And I can't wait for it too, because I don't want to be that driving force. And I can't be that driving force for you, right? But I can give you these little tidbits. And if that helps, that helps. Great. Because I can't do it for any of you. Can't do it for him. Can't do it for you. So start envisioning it. Get it in your head. And go get after it. That's all I got for you today, guys. Have a great day. And we'll see you in the gym.